Crypto investments are getting a lot of coverage these days. The rallies and the drops of these digital currencies have given rise to a whole new generation of memes that are entertaining the world. Though the media is filled with articles about crypto millionaires and the technology that enables crypto, people still have a lot of questions. Like, what is Bitcoin? And how does its value keep fluctuating so much? What is Dogecoin? What is NFT? What is blockchain? Here's our best to enlighten you with the answers to all these questions, and many more if you have any. Welcome to the podcast of Hyperlink Infosystem, the leading mobile app development company in India and the USA. Reach out to us if you're planning to launch your own blockchain-based games or applications. Jumping into this episode without any further delay. Hello there. So glad you could join us for yet another brand new episode from Hyperlink Infosystem. Today's topic is the one that has taken the world by storm. With our news feeds and social media getting bombarded by the news articles of cryptocurrencies and their values shooting up like rockets, artists who are becoming millionaires by selling NFTs of their works, our world is waking up to the immense possibilities of blockchain technology. Yes, I will be talking about A to Z of blockchain technology in this episode. So what is blockchain? According to Wikipedia, blockchain is a system of recording information in a way that makes it difficult or impossible to change, hack, or cheat the system. A blockchain is essentially a digital ledger of transactions that is duplicated and distributed across the entire network of computer systems on the blockchain. The reason why there's such hype about blockchain has to do with the fact that blockchain technology essentially promises the prospect of bringing decentralization to everything. You may have noticed that everything that is currently functioning in our world has a central authority or a decision-making apparatus that controls everything. Take, for example, the servers of a big tech company. They are all located in a single location, but store and manage data coming from all over the world. Though centralization has its advantages as we move closer to the future, its limitations are slowly getting unraveled. That is the space where blockchain is aiming to enter and solve the problem by trying to eliminate the need of having any sort of centralized mechanisms or authorities to regulate or approve processes like transactions. Now, there are four different types of blockchains: public blockchain, private blockchain, hybrid blockchain, and consortium blockchain. Let us try to understand each one of them one by one. Public blockchain. This type of blockchain is characterized by being non-restrictive and permissionless, meaning there isn't any person or authority that grants permission. Bitcoin's network is a great example of a public blockchain network, and it's also popularized the DLT, Distributed Ledger Technology. Anyone can sign onto a public blockchain network and get to see all the current and past records on the blockchain. People can view records, but won't be able to change them in any case. Since the source code is open source, and anyone can verify transactions, find bugs, and also suggest new improvements or changes on the network. The advantages of public blockchain are: these blockchain networks are not subject to the ownership of any person or business house. As long as there are computer systems connected to the network, it'll go on functioning. These blockchains are 100% transparent. There's no possibility of any kind of fraudulent transaction taking place. The disadvantages are as follows. They are inherently slow. Since anyone can sign in and access info on public blockchains, a lack of strong access controls may result in criminals taking over the entire blockchain and its assets. Scaling a public blockchain network is a tough task. They do not scale that well. Common use cases of public blockchain. This type of blockchain is ideal for organizations where trust and transparency are of utmost importance. Applications like electronic notification of affidavits and public records of property ownership and cryptocurrency mining are most suitable for this. Private blockchain. Private blockchains are characterized by small size and having an authority that controls them. Though it has all the features that would make this a public blockchain, the only thing that it differs from the public blockchain is that its size is smaller in comparison. These are also called permissioned blockchains or enterprise blockchains. Usually a company would have a small network of computers in this blockchain and may hold the right to decide who can join or leave the network at any point in time. The advantages of private blockchain are: controlling organizations can set security authorizations, permission levels, and other access controls. Small size and hence greater speeds. The disadvantages are as follows. Remaining anonymous on private blockchains is not possible. Security can be compromised as it has various permissions and controls granted to few users. The source code of a private blockchain is not open source. Common use cases of private blockchain. The speed of private blockchains makes them ideal for cases where the blockchain needs to be cryptographically secure, but the controlling entity doesn't want the information to be accessed by the public. Domains like supply chain management, asset ownership, stand to be benefited the most from the private blockchain network. Hybrid blockchain. As is evident by the name itself, hybrid blockchains are an amalgamation of both the public and private blockchains. Hybrid blockchains bring the best of both worlds. This system has both the permissionless system and permission-based system, coexisting alongside each other while handling specific functions that are meant for each of them. Usually, transactions and records on a hybrid blockchain are not made public but can be accessed through mechanisms like smart contracts. The advantages of hybrid blockchain are greater security, great privacy protection but also enables third-party communication, are better scalable than public blockchains. The disadvantages are as follows. These are not 100% transparent platforms, and information can be shielded at times. The users enjoy no incentive to join or contribute to the network. Common use cases for hybrid blockchain. The fact that hybrid blockchains can have both permissionless and permission-based mechanisms on the network. Domains like real estate, retail, medical records keeping, and government institutions stand to benefit the most from these hybrid blockchains. Consortium blockchain. The fourth type of blockchain, consortium blockchain, also known as a federated blockchain, is similar to a hybrid blockchain in that it has private and public blockchain features. But it's different in that multiple organizational members collaborate on a decentralized network. Essentially, a consortium blockchain is a private blockchain with limited access to a particular group, eliminating the risks that come with just one entity controlling the network on a private blockchain. In a consortium blockchain, the consensus procedures are controlled by preset nodes. It has a validator node that initiates, receives, and validates transactions. Member nodes can receive or initiate transactions. The advantages of consortium blockchain are: this blockchain network is more secure, scalable, and efficient than a public blockchain. Provides access controls. The disadvantages are as follows. Too much regulation can impair the functionality of the network. Less transparent than the public blockchain network. Common use cases of consortium blockchain networks. The advantage of consortium blockchains is in its ability to pull together experts or validators to form a consortium, who will then in turn will validate things or transactions on the platform. Hence, the domains of banking and payments stand to benefit the most from this blockchain. Research institutions and supply chain firms in the food and pharma industries also can benefit from this. Now that you've understood about the type of blockchains that exist and their advantages and disadvantages, let us learn about the technologies that are currently employed in the market to develop these blockchains and applications. 1. Geth. Go Ethereum, popularly known as Geth, is a common line interface for running Ethereum nodes implemented in the Go language. Using Geth, you can join the Ethereum network, transfer, receive, or mine Ethereum after you join. 2. Remix IDE. Remix IDE is an open-source web and desktop application. It fosters a fast development cycle and has a rich set of plugins with intuitive GUIs. Remix is used for the entire journey of contract development, as well as being a playground for learning and teaching Ethereum. 3. Mist. Mist is an Electron framework-based application that is used for the management of Ethereum wallet and Ethereum applications. More specifically, it's a hybrid desktop application with a web interface to manage Ethereum dApps. 4. Ganache CLI. Ganache is used for setting up personal Ethereum blockchain for testing your Solidarity contracts. It provides more features when compared to Remix. 5. Solium. Solium is a tool designed to help with formatting your Solidity code, as well as fix security issues in your code. Therefore, it ensures your code is properly formatted and easy on the eye, and checks for vulnerabilities too. 6. EtherScripter. It is a visual smart contracts building tool offered by Ethereum. 7. Embark. Embark is a framework that allows you to easily develop and deploy decentralized applications, dApps. Embark currently integrates with EVM blockchains, Ethereum, decentralized storages, IPFS, and decentralized communication platforms, Whisper and Orbit. 8. MetaMask. MetaMask allows you to run decentralized apps on your browser and can be used to secure wallets, ensuring that transactions carried out with them are safe. 9. Blockchain Testnet. The testnet is an alternative blockchain to be used for testing. Testnet coins are distinct from actual coins, and testnet coins do not have any monetary value. 10. Truffle. Truffle is a tool for building smart contracts. It is a development suite that aims to make blockchain development easier, ensuring that developers are comfortable with building decentralized applications in no time. I hope knowing about these 10 technologies used in blockchain development have given you an idea of the availability of tools and frameworks that are currently available in the market. Let us now try to answer the next important question, and that is, how do you build a blockchain application? What are the steps involved in developing a blockchain application? These are the 6 simple steps to develop a simple blockchain application. 1. Identify the goal. Have a solid problem statement and list the issues that you want to solve with your blockchain application. One important thing to notice here is that whether migrating your solution to a blockchain would be enough, or the solution needs to be developed entirely from scratch. 2. Choose the right blockchain platform. Once your goals are identified and finalized, you are required to choose the blockchain platform and the tools and the environments that are best suited to the solution you're wanting to build. Factors like consensus mechanisms, the ability to create and deploy your own smart contracts, etc., are to be taken into consideration before jumping onto any platform. 3. Brainstorming and blockchain ideation. Once steps 1 and 2 are out of the way, it's time for you to brainstorm and analyze the business requirements of your application. Finalizing things like the list of off-chain and on-chain entities that your app might need, the product roadmap, tools used to develop the front end and the back end, the permission structures, etc., would help you have a clear understanding of your application. 4. Proof of concept. In this step, you'll be creating visual mock-ups of your application and also all the typical use cases that your app is planned to address or resolve. 5. Visual and technical designs. At this step, you'd be converting all the visual mock-ups to the actual UI elements that would be going in your application. Admin consoles and interfaces are created at this step, which will then enable the developers to get started with the actual development and testing of the application. 6. Development. A typical application goes through the stages of alpha and beta release before being released for the users in the real world. Before an app goes live, apps are deployed on the test network to carefully test its functionalities. Once an application is provisioned, it needs to be hosted on the main chain. If your blockchain app is a hybrid solution, i.e., it contains both off-chain and on-chain business entities, you need to deploy it on the cloud server and App Store / Play Store. The application should be able to upgrade according to any new business needs and prioritization. Developing and deploying an app does not mean you are done. Instead, a software application needs to be maintained post-development to ensure that it works with all types of upgrades in the future. Software development is a complex job in itself, and blockchain development is no different. There are many facets of development that normal people like you and me will never, ever get to witness. The above 6 steps are in no way a complete representation of the blockchain development process, but it is the most simplest and easy to understand, even for the people who do not yet know what blockchain is. I have wantedly kept the technical sounding bits away from this discussion to get people from non-technical backgrounds on board. I intend to help more and more people understand about blockchain and tech in general and not be intimidated by those topics. Now let's move on to the next logical question, and that is, how much would it take to build a blockchain application? How much does it cost to build an application based on blockchain? Actually, there isn't a simple answer to this question. There are a lot of other factors as well, which are going to affect the cost of development, like type of blockchain app you need, the complexity of a blockchain project, people involved in developing an app, project management tools, third-party tool subscription costs, etc. As is common in other domains as well, having experts do your development will obviously cost you more than, say, getting it done by the beginners. There are freelancers and there are big agencies as well that can get your job done. While freelancers may look cost-effective in the beginning, but they might prove to be a risky proposition if their skills are not up to the mark. At the same time, hiring an expensive agency for developing simpler or one-off projects would send the costs soaring high. Working with an in-house team of developers is quite expensive, but it can provide you more control over blockchain development. However, you should take this path if software development is your core business. On the other hand, hiring freelance blockchain developers could be less expensive, but very risky. It is recommended to hire freelancers when the project is small, but risk factors could increase when a project's scope grows with time. Working with a third-party company could be a viable option if your project is enormous. Blockchain companies are experienced and can help you at every step of the development process. When compared to an in-house development team, the cost of blockchain companies is lower. We spoke with a few companies that were developing blockchain apps for them. Some of them had in-house developers, some had hired freelancers, and some had outsourced their development to a third party or an agency. Here's a typical cost breakout in dollars that we were able to find out from the conversations that we had. For a person or a team that has beginner-level skills, you'd be paying $500,000 for an in-house team of developers, $30,000 to $50,000 for a freelancer, $150,000 to $250,000 for an agency. Similarly, for a person or a team that has expert-level skills, you'd be paying $2 million for an in-house team of developers, $50,000 to $90,000 for a freelancer, $250,000 to $500,000 for an agency. The above costs are for developing the MVP of your idea or the solution. A few other things that also need consideration is that just like any other new technology, the number of skilled professionals in blockchain development is currently very less, as blockchain is still in its beginning stages. That's also the reason why the current blockchain developers demand higher compensations, as the competition to hire seasoned and skilled blockchain developers is increasing day by day. I hope you've learned a lot and many things about blockchain from this episode. I firmly believe that in the coming years, we will be witnessing a blockchain revolution, where we will be seeing new applications and business opportunities getting created on top of the blockchain infrastructure. The future is indeed bright for blockchain. And if you're an entrepreneur or an existing business owner who's toying with the idea of venturing into this elusive world of blockchain, our company, Hyperlink Infosystems, can help you in achieving this vision. Hyperlink Infosystems is home to some of the brightest minds that are working on various technologies, delivering cutting-edge products and services to our clients. Our skilled engineers and developers will help you bring all your ideas to life. We have already executed a few projects in the blockchain domains, and our customer list is growing day by day. This stands as a testament that the world is getting more and more intrigued and interested in the opportunities presented by blockchain technology. I sincerely hope you loved listening to this episode as much as I loved recording it for you. With every new episode of our podcast, we want to make you more informed and excited about all things tech and apps. And with that note, we wrap up this podcast. We are Hyperlink Infosystem Peeps, and we master the craft of building tech and apps. We offer a wide range of customized services in mobile apps, website development, AR/VR development, game development, blockchain development, and much more. Our skilled team and our solutions are engineered to bring growth to your business. We believe in delivering the services without compromising on time and quality. Check out our website and reach out to us at hyperlinkinfosystem.com. Have an error-free day. Stay tuned until we catch up on the next episode with some amazing information about some latest technologies and stuff.